When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Pain Game YouTube channel, and Anthony Joshua destroyed my guy Francis Ngannou. I'm so sad for Francis. I gotta be, the story of his life. I was praying for this guy to make the miracle happen, but that fight showed exactly what it was supposed to show, and exactly what it was supposed to show the first time Francis stepped in a boxing ring, which is that he's not a boxer, he's an MMA guy fighting as a boxer. And the levels, mate, the levels were just massive. And as much as Francis is an absolute beast, Anthony Joshua saw every single hole in that defense and just exploited it easily. I mean, it's one thing to see Francis Ngannou getting outboxed. It's another thing to see someone who I've never seen even hurt before, flat out unconscious on his back. I hate saying that bit, when you care about a fighter, and we've all been there, man, when you're like, you invest in a fighter and you want the best for him. And his story just is so inspirational. That sucked, bro. Like, it was fucking, I was gutted for him, man. But I'm happy for AJ. Losing to Ngannou for AJ would have been a disaster, and he had so much more riding on this. And yet still, I gotta commend how calm he was. He was the cold killer in there. Like, of course he was supposed to win, but like most people were being like, yeah, late on or points, because Francis is so tough and such a beast of a man. So for him to like knock him out in the way he did, I mean, even people who thought he was going to win were like, whoa, like, we have just seen what a level Anthony Joshua is on right now. And I'm so happy for him, to be honest, because it's probably not been easy in the last few years for him, you know, losing the title, going through what he did, the meltdown. He deserves this moment, man. But I do want to give Ngannou credit as well. I know people will be like, look, he got smashed, yada, yada, yada. What he's come through in life, it inspires me. And I met this guy and he was so nice, such a gentle giant. He signed the UFC belt for us. Like, when you have a bit of time with someone like that and you see what they've come through, when you hear it from their own mouth of like, I had to go through all of this just to even be here, bro. Like, let alone how great and how hard it is to become a UFC champion. How many people will ever be a UFC champion, let alone go, hey, I'm also going to go straight into boxing and fight the best of the best immediately? That's inspirational. And yeah, he got smoked by AJ, but fuck me, didn't do too bad in the first fight, so he still should hold his head up high and be proud of himself, in my opinion, because the bravery and the balls this man showed to step in their sport and to take them on at what they're an expert in, when they're not itching to jump into the cage, let me tell you. I'll give Francis credit for sure. And the reason we even got this event, the buzz of the what will happen when Anthony Joshua takes on a man just as big and strong as him, is because of what Francis did in that first fight. Let's never ever forget that. It was the greatest boxing debut of all time, and he beat the shit out of Fury so badly that he made him push his world title fight back. Let's not kid ourselves. Like, it's not like we thought Francis had a chance for no reason. Like, he literally went life and death with Tyson Fury, and by that I mean Fury was in trouble, not him, in his first ever boxing match. So without Francis planting that element of doubt in our heads, we would never have had such an exciting night. So yeah, big up Francis, man. But look, AJ showed what Tyson Fury should have showed in that first fight, which is that this is elite level boxing, and you can't just come in without doing those 10,000 hours and compete. And what AJ really exposed is that while back in the day, the level of Fury and AJ might have seemed like it was close, but we know now it's not close anymore. Fury went life and death with Otto Wallin. A judge gave the fight against Francis Ngannou to Francis Ngannou. He won by split decision there. That is life and death. And Anthony Joshua just wiped a pair of them out with absolute ease, mate. That's how it's done. That's how a true champion fights. And based off of that, Tyson Fury isn't fit to lace Anthony Joshua's boots like. Now, don't get me wrong. People might point to Klitschko. Or people might say, yeah, but 2 and 2 doesn't equal 4 in boxing. Look, mate, this is very recent data we've got, and it's night and day. Anthony Joshua is miles away from Fury now. And let me tell you, everything that Tyson Fury struggled with Francis Ngannou with, because of the physicality, because of how strong he is and how powerful he is, Anthony Joshua brings all of that, plus technique, plus speed, plus experience. Like, Anthony Joshua looks like the worst possible style matchup for Tyson Fury. Oh, and it makes me really want to watch it. I really wish we could just fuck Usyk right off right now and stick them in there together, because I think AJ goes through Fury like a hot knife through butter. And the funniest bit is AJ went through Ngannou like that, but this version of Ngannou, and I know this because I've been talking to the people behind the scenes, this version of Ngannou was better than the one that Tyson Fury fought. Like, technically, in every way, he was fitter, stronger, faster. Everything was better for this fight. More experience, then gone 10 rounds. And look, maybe the confidence of Ngannou in feeling like he had to go at AJ and put it on him a bit, it exposed openings. And look, AJ took advantage of those. But do we not think in 10 rounds, Fury had the time to fucking do that? And people who are going to say, oh, it's because, you know, AJ had the footage to work off of, therefore, mate, the gulf in class between AJ and Ngannou was massive. Even if AJ had went in there blind, he would have figured it out within a few rounds and he would have got him out of there, because the gulf is insane. And Fury's performance on that night actually pulled the wool over my eyes, because I honestly thought, genuinely, that the Fury and AJ gap was close. It's not. It's nowhere fucking near, in fact. Which is why he wanted to fight Derek Chisora and Francis Ngannou and people who shouldn't be a threat. He fucking probably knows deep down, which I think is why he's acting so angrily and aggressively. He's not talking like someone who's self-assured, cool and calm. He's up against it. And he's about to be found out. And when you aren't fighting the best, a Francis Ngannou might give you some trouble, because you're not even used to someone even trying to win half the time. Even Wilder, if we're being honest, was a very protected fighter who was a one-trick pony, and he had life and death with him. AJ's resume now, it's not even, I don't even compare it to Fury. AJ going and doing 24 rounds with Alexander Usyk, it's got him razor sharp. You can see that. As soon as Ngannou goes southpaw, he's like, you ain't gonna show me shit, mate. I've been in there with the best southpaw in the world for 24 rounds. You think that's going to confuse me? Boom. And with AJ genuinely being motivated by greatness and being a champion and legacy, things that keep the fire burning in the belly, and then taking on all of the best guys, it's kept them razor sharp. You don't see AJ out of shape. You don't see him taking people lightly, ever. Not since Andy Ruiz. That man is on his game. Whereas Fury's so sloppy. He's pushed his fight back with Usyk twice now, man. He can barely make it to the fucking ring, let alone have the fight. And then you've got AJ dismantling this guy in, what, 4 minutes? When you went half an hour with him, life and death, and lost on one of the scorecards. If any Fury fan out there still thinks he beats AJ, I honestly don't know what to say to you. Like, the data is right there, mate. And I want to give a lot of credit to AJ for his mental strength, because this is something that's been questioned about him from everyone, me included. Like, you know, the uncertainty of what are you? Because when you are gifted with such athleticism and power, and the dude's even good looking, and he's a nice guy, so we can't even hate him, but like, he has been gifted with everything a boxer could need genetically. Because of that, he's able to walk through so many guys. You're always left wondering, like, what happens when you come up against someone who can match you in any way, or when things get tough, especially after the Andy Ruiz fight, can you come back? And he took a lot of shit, right? He threw the belts out the ring, which, in retrospect, come on. How much criticism did he deserve? Yeah, he had a bad moment. Do you know how hard it must have been to be him? Like, growing up in this situation where you're the most richest, famous young athlete in the world. There's all these hangers-on, I'm sure, backslappers. You got to keep it together. We're seeing how hard that can be. Ryan Garcia right now is living proof. It's fucking hard to go through all of that. And it's very hard when you have a public setback and you've got to rebuild. But he has done, and he has shown that mental strength. And he's come through all of these tests now. And for me, Ngannou, despite not being a great boxer, as a physical athlete, as an imposing figure, as a threatening man, it was a fucking gut check. You fucking ready for this? Because obviously now we know that the gulf in class is massive, and the Fury fight was a bit of a mirage, right? But AJ couldn't have been certain of that going in, especially not the way we were all looking at Ngannou, like this fucking Terminator. But he was so calm in there. The guy has proven that he's a worthy champion. And I've always thought he was a true champion. I've said that even when he lost the belt, I said, you'll hear it on the quote, he is a true champion. But he's more than that now. Do you know what I mean? Because as fans of boxing, we love a success story. But you know what we love even more? A comeback. And that's where you really find out what people are made of. Because, yeah, you've got the big muscles. You're the most gifted physical specimen. You're fast as fuck. It's an insane level of athleticism he's got. But up here, after we've wondered, what are you like when you have to come back? Well, he's proven it. Rock solid, man. You've done it. You've proved it. What, you lost to fucking Alexander Usyk, one of the greatest boxers of all time, in my opinion. AJ's number two of this generation now. Right now. And look, you could argue he shouldn't have taken the Usyk rematch when he did, because he went in and made the same mistakes again with the same tactics, trying to outbox him. He's now found out who he really is, which is a fucking boxer puncher. Yeah, he can box a bit, but he's a fucking hard-hitting bastard. And when you come into range, as Otto Wallen found out, as Francis Ngannou found out, he is a wrecking machine. And I think with Ben Davison behind getting him to be who he is, it's bringing out the absolute best in him. And against Wallen, as an Ngannou fan, I was hoping, you know, was that a bit of a, all right, yeah, you got him out there, but you were comfortable, you were calm, you knew what you were in there with. You'd sparred him how many times? You'd beaten him up 20 times? That doesn't really prove anything. Where's the uncertainty when you get in there with an Ngannou, a real big power puncher? He was cool as a cucumber. And to be in front of Francis Ngannou, even with the skill gap being what it was, and to show that level of composure is fucking frightening. I honestly thought you'd never ever beat Usyk, but now I'm looking going, you know, a third fight might be worth it. Because what you're supposed to do when you lose a fight in the way AJ did lose that first one is go away, have these rebuild fights as he's done recently, and then come back. Unfortunately, he rematched him immediately. He shouldn't have done that in retrospect, and I admire him for doing it, because that takes courage, right? You've just been schooled by a guy and you get right back in there with him again. Another sign of, like, AJ's got balls, man. In the heat of the moment last night, I really learned a lot about him, and that's what I wanted from this fight. And AJ has proven he deserves what he's got. He deserves those physical attributes and those gifts, because he's willing to put in the hard work so that the talent he's got is maximized. And do you know who's not willing to do that? Tyson Fury. He's not as brave as AJ. He's not as dedicated as AJ. He's not as hardworking as AJ. And AJ now has left him behind because he stayed dedicated. And as much as it was a bit of a phrase that AJ used to use of stay humble, stay hungry, that's exactly why he is ahead of Fury now. Because Fury didn't stay humble and he didn't stay hungry. And you've seen the way he fucking went on with me and the way he carries himself generally like a twat. And he's certainly not a hungry fighter when he turns up in shape like he did against Francis. Because being a champion is more than just being able to throw punches and all of that, right? And it's funny to see that exposed now, because after years of Fury saying, I don't need to fight Usyk, he's just a middleweight. I don't need to fight AJ, he's just a bodybuilder. And then I'm going to go and rematch Derek Chisora for the third time ever and sell you all these tickets for bullshit. It's just exposed it now, hasn't it? And you can see he knows the jig is up, mate. You're a fraud. You aren't a true champion. And Anthony Joshua is. And when he fights the best Fury, the levels will be uncovered. Because being a champion's more than just throwing punches, right? You're an icon to us. You represent your fans. You have the opportunity to inspire millions by taking on challenges that we aren't able to do. And you owe it to your fans to do that. And AJ, I think, cares. I actually think he gives a fuck about that. I think he actually wants to set the standard and be seen as, I was a fighting man, I fought everyone, I defended my title, and I fought all the best guys. Fury doesn't give a fuck about that. And last night showed the difference of what the results are when that's your attitude. And I think also AJ did that for boxing last night, right? Like, there's a lot of MMA versus boxing and all of that. And after Francis did what he did with Fury, I think, me included, MMA fans were like, fuck me. Maybe at the heavyweight level, the skill gap isn't as big. No, it is, actually. Just Fury's just shit. At this point, Fury must be shit, right? Because, like, it was a day one boxer, and you went hell for fucking leather with him, and AJ is just totally restored. No. This is fucking heavyweight boxing. This is where the big dogs play, and you can't get in here and mix it with me unless you've done the 10,000 hours. And boxing won, big time. What I will say for Francis again, though, just to give him a bit more credit, is I think because he's such a dangerous bloke, I think the little bit of fear AJ had, and what by that I mean, not he was scared, but hell fear, it made AJ fucking razor sharp in there. And what that says is AJ is now in a place in his mind where the biggest tests bring out the best in him. That's why I think Usyk now, with AJ really seeming to be in the best place mentally, may be slightly different, especially with Ben Davison working with him. I'd still bet money on Usyk. I can't lie. Usyk for me is number one and I love the guy. But I just got to give AJ credit, man. You've made major progress and it's starting to fucking really pay off. And I knew AJ would always be the most likely winner, but I couldn't help but root for Francis. You can't hold it against me. The guy was like my superhero, man. What he did in that first fight, what he's done in life. I'm a romantic and them sort of stories get the better of me and you vote with your heart. But this is one of the few fights where I was always going to be gutted for either guy because they're such likable dudes, man. And they're both true champions. And when AJ, after the fight, took that photograph with Francis Ngannou, sort of arm round him sort of thing, it was a nice moment, you know. There was a nice show of respect because in their own sports, these two are absolute kings. They both carry themselves with a lot of dignity and like champions should. But technically, despite me loving Francis, everything I was worried about came true, really. Like Francis's wide guard, the way AJ extends in a way that Francis, even with a long reach, just doesn't really know how to yet. The way AJ could go straight through the guard right in the middle, precision, accurate punches, which Francis as an MMA fighter is just never going to have. The judgment of distance and not being right for Francis. And then trying the southpaw thing when AJ's just like, mate, I've been in here with the best southpaw in the world, mate. And then Francis being a little bit more aggressive, even then I thought it could work for you, it could backfire when you've got a guy who will just sit back and boom, brutal, brutal, man. Gutted for Francis. I'm absolutely gutted for him, mate. And credit again to Ben Davison because they were working on that pad work right before the fight, exactly what they executed in the fight. And as a coach, that must feel fucking beautiful. And together, those two look like a horrendously bad combination for anyone who goes up against them. And the ironic thing was, is Tyson Fury had Ben and kind of fucked them off and went his own way. Obviously, he chose to go with Sugar Hill instead. And I remember Big John being like, yeah, he's not good enough for my boy. And now he's good enough for Anthony Joshua. And if your boy does fight Anthony Joshua with Ben Davison, he is fucked. And that's if it ever happens. As I haven't got any faith in Fury to deliver that. I think he probably gets schooled off Usyk and fucks off, to be honest. The reason being is when AJ lost his fight, he'd always been a humble champion. So when you stayed that humble champ, the fall isn't going to be as bad. It's not going to be as dramatic. For Fury, who's literally shat on every fighter and talked all that shit, it's going to be humiliating for him to have to fess up and be like, yeah, I'm not the fucking best. And I don't know how much he'll be able to handle that drop. And ironically, what AJ went through with Usyk, it's coming for Fury. And for all everyone's always said how mentally strong Fury is and all of that, well, I guess we're going to find out. Because we've seen AJ rebuild. We've seen him come back. But if Usyk does that to Fury, will he? I'm not so sure. And I really love the fact that AJ said, well, Francis beat Fury, so that makes me WBC champion now. And like, yeah, bro, talk your shit, mate. Absolutely give it to Fury, because I tell you what, you've absolutely humiliated him there. And look, even the biggest Fury fan could look at that fucking footage of Tyson Fury ringside and look at his face. You fucking know, bro. You went life and death with Francis Ngannou, and clearly it shouldn't have even been a contest. And AJ proved it. Even if AJ had a bit of a back and forth war and eventually finished him in round 8, 9 or 10, there'd be an argument from Fury fans to be like, well, he did struggle a bit as well. And, you know, AJ just hit harder. No, no, no. We're not having it, mate. Anthony Joshua outclassed Francis Ngannou and made him look, as big and strong as he is, like he didn't belong in the ring with him. And as hard and as shit as that feels, it's the fucking truth. And now, you know, I'll always give you the truth. And if I can say that, then you're fucking right, Tyson Fury can, no matter what shit comes out of his mouth. So I've got to say, big love to AJ. He is England's number one boxing heavyweight for me. No doubt in my mind now. And as for Francis, you may have lost on the night, but he's fucking won in life. And I know it's that corny shit people say, but with this guy, it's fucking true. Because this man fought his way all the way to the top of the UFC and fought his way out of his contract. Something Conor McGregor can't even manage to do right now. They are grabbing a hold of him and fucking him around to try and pin him down to a long-term contract, and Francis outsmarted them. And last night he made $20 million. So that kid from Africa has gone way beyond anything he ever should have done, and he is an absolute legend. And remember, for anyone talking shit, this is his second sport. Ain't none of them getting in the cage with him. Don't get me wrong, after watching that, you think to yourself, Anthony Joshua would have made a fucking hell of an MMA fighter, because he has the all-round build for it. Actually, he could just apply himself to anything. But Fury, on the other hand, not a chance after the way Francis manhandled him. But in terms of Francis's long-term boxing career, for me, I'd like them to end there. It's not because I don't think he could still do all right. I think he could be fine, right? He could have some good fights. But ultimately, you went in there and you tested yourself against the very best. You won one, you lost one. Not literally, obviously, technically lost the Fury fight, but in terms of reputationally and in terms of just what an achievement it was, you showed you are an unbelievable fighter, mate. To do that on your boxing debut, whatever happened in this fight last night, it's still the best boxing debut we've ever seen in context. But I'd like to see him back where he belongs, where he's top dog, in the cage, because it is unfair him being in a boxing ring, and that's what it should have looked like the first time he fought Fury. He belongs in a cage because he's a caged animal. He's a real dog. And look, the fairy tale was never going to happen, right? I was in a state of delusion, support my guy Francis, but it was so fun regardless. That event, just not knowing the intrigue, and even the most hard-nosed boxing fans who, you know, obviously rooted for Anthony Joshua, believed Joshua would show the levels, there was always that element of, but what if? And that's where the excitement comes from with Francis Ngannou, because he could just fucking do whatever. You don't know what he's capable of. But obviously, the skills pay the bills. It did prove to be the way it was supposed to be in the end. The boxer wins the boxing match. But it was fucking fun while it lasted. I absolutely loved it. And I hope you loved the content I made around it. I've had a really good time. I'm really into the Pain Game right now. So hopefully all of you lot subscribe, like the video, and I'll catch yous on the next one.